Hey guys, I am Alexa Reeves, and I will be your witch and host on today's episode of Boxed Wine and Witchcraft. So crack yourself open a crisp box of wine Chardonnay here with me, because today we are going to take a look at the four elements, the four corners, the directions, and why they're so important to some practitioners and how you can incorporate them into your own practice. I'd like to remind everyone that your spirituality and religion is as unique as your fingerprint. What we say here is by no means the definitive rule on any topic, merely a jumping off point for you to begin your exploration into the amazing and complex world around you. So, with air that inspires us, earth that grounds us, fire that enlightens us, and water that moves us, let's say cheers and take a look at the four corners, shall we? So what are the four corners? In pop culture and movies, books, TV shows, so many New Age books, we hear these referenced. We hear the corners, the elements, things like that referenced. Synonymously, they all mean the same thing. The corners, the elements, the directions, these all refer to the same four things. They are simultaneously the four elements of earth, air, fire, and water, as well as the four directions on your compass, north, south, east, and west. And with both of those elements and directions, it's the corresponding ideas and emotions and state of being associated with those words and those elements. So when we dive into the idea of having four corners, you know, four cardinal directions, you know, my first stumbling block was, well, why are they there? Why do we have these? Why are they so important? There's actually a pretty brief history of the cardinal directions. Our English words that we typically use are derived from a lot of Germanic roots. And a lot of those Germanic rooted words replaced Greek and Latin words in most of Western Europe, which is where most of modern day people can like trace at least some heritage to there. So in basic English, which is the language I know, unfortunately. I don't know any other languages. I'm not that smart. We can see the origin of these words. So for example, if we look at the word north, it comes from the root word ner, N-E-R, which actually means left. Now what you're thinking, if those of you that are savvy with directions know that technically to the left should be the west, but pre-maps, before topography was a thing and before we could write down directions, you know, you mapped things, you followed directions by the sun. So before maps were a thing, as you would watch the sun rise in the east, like it always did, the north would technically be to the left of the sunrise. So, you know, our ancestors basically watched the sun come up and basically went, what direction do you go? Oh, you go left of the sun. Watch the sun come up and turn left. That became north. Opposite that direction, we get south, coming from the root word sunon, which doesn't actually refer to the sun, even though it sounds like it would, but refers to the warm, sunny, fertile parts of southern Europe, of where the ground was most vibrant and green and where it stayed warmer longer in the year. To the east, we get the root word austra, and this actually means facing the sunrise. As our sun rises in the east and sets in the west, we face the sunrise. West, we get from the root word wes, meaning to go down or to fall. And this is referring to our sunsets. This is referring to the falling of the sun. There are several other meanings and translations, but these are the most basic widespread origins in my research I could come up with that I felt were most applicable across multiple practices. You see the importance of the directions and the elements in several pagan and Wiccan and Druid-based religions. The earth-centered religions tend to rely on the corners for a lot of their work. Often these practices, the four corners are associated with elements and they're interchanged with the directions. Those words are used interchangeably. It kind of varies from practitioner to practitioner. So why do we use them? Why do witches use these? The four elements and corners are believed to be the four rudimentary basic elements. And from those base elements, you can create all other elements through those combinations, combining all these different aspects together. The corresponding psychological and emotional significance of those directions are used as focal points for your psyche, for your emotions, and how you can actually channel specific energies into your practice. So let's briefly go through what each of these kind of corresponds with. You know, we start with the north. We start with our lovely left of the sun here. North corresponds with the element of earth. This is where we get strength, solidarity. We get that grounded feeling. It is often on altars or in spell or ritual work. It's represented by soil, salts, leathers. I know on the Wiccan altar, it's represented by pentacles. In the tarot suit, it's represented by pentacles or coins. And it's associated with earthy colors, greens, browns, blacks, living things, things that have to do with a monetary value, things that have to do with your resources. To the east, we get the air. And this is the domain of intellect, of thought. It's the domain of inspiration and intelligence. A lot of times in the pagan religion, it's represented by incense, of course, but you can also use things like feathers, bells, dangling wind chimes, and things like that. It's represented by the pool and the tarot suit of swords. And it's the suit of, it's the direction of action and doing something and taking that mental capacity to do something and then really just running with it. It's definitely more of a head over heart kind of feeling. It's represented by light blues, light colors, purples, pastels, yellows. It's often associated with springtime, with that renewed growth, that enlivened growth we get. To the south, we get fire. So the south and fire are corresponding together. And this is for enlightenment. It's for fortitude and desire. It's for initiative. It's for your career, but also for what it is you do, not necessarily, you know, your 9-to-5 job career, but your livelihood, the things you do day in and day out, the actions you're actually taking, the physical steps you can see yourself taking. It's associated with candles, bonfires, lamps. I've even met one witch who often in the summertime would associate it with fireflies. It's associated with the pagan tool, the wand, in the tarot suit of the wands. But it's about that drive. It's about actually being motivated to do something and go forward. It is associated with the colors red, crimson, oranges, anything that feels warm and fiery. To the west, we have water corresponding. And this is our domain of emotion and intuition, of secrets, of love, the subconscious. Dreams are often associated with this corner. It's represented by, you know, obviously, you know, water, of course, but cups of water, bowls of water. You can also use it to represent clear crystals or pure thought, kind of pure intention of a affect or a ritual. It is celebrated with the chalice on the altar, as well as the tarot symbol of cups. And it's all things very, very low key. This is a subtle suit. This is a subtle corner that deals with your inner workings rather than your outer actions. It's often represented by dark blues, grays, silvers. And this is just a gloss over of the kind of basic rundown of what the four elements and four corners can mean. There are gobs more correspondence. You could take up pages and pages in your grimoire and book of shadows with correspondence of the elements. But really, the definitions you choose to utilize and how you choose to incorporate the elements and the directions, it's entirely personal. It's entirely personal to your practice, to your needs, desires, whatever work it is you're doing at that time. Your whatever, however you choose to to address them. Corners, directions, elements. Every one of these words is correct. There's no wrong way to address them. These, I've seen the directions, the corners have been focal points for altars. They make a great way to reconnect with certain parts of personality or psyche, certain parts of nature. Just having a whole altar dedicated to, you know, one corner, one direction, one element at a time, to really kind of focus in and study that element. A lot of times in opening rituals, especially in the Wiccan culture and the Wiccan religion, you will see that they call the corners, something called calling the corners. And it's how they open their ritual circles. They address each cardinal direction and element and basically invite the powers that be within that element into the circle with them to kind of stand and bear witness with them. So they can also be kind of bystanders to your work. They can be, you know, energies and entities and magic that you call into your circle to do the work in. These also just make great additions to your practice. A lot of times it's just nice to have each one of these four elements represented on your altar, even though you may never verbally address them in whatever spell or ritual you're doing. There's no wrong way to incorporate them. There really isn't. That's why I love elemental magic. I love the corner magic, because it's so wide and it's so forgiving with how you want to incorporate it into your own magic, whether it be just a symbol on your altar, the entire focus of your altar, or deities or energies that you invite into your circle while you do other work. There's really no wrong way, and that's what I love about magic. But I want to thank all of you for taking the time to explore this brief dive into the four corners of pagan magic with me. I hope you've learned something, been inspired to go learn more, share that gift with the world around you. And until next time, guys, cheers, stay spooky, and have a great evening.